This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Zagreb on a historic first-ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia, marking a new chapter in bilateral relations. The visit, expected to deepen strategic cooperation, will feature delegation-level talks, agreements in key sectors, and cultural diplomacy. During the visit, India and Croatia will sign major agreements in the fields of science and technology, agriculture, education, and culture. A program of cooperation in science will encourage joint research and knowledge exchange, while a comprehensive agriculture pact will cover 30 priority areas. An agreement on the extension of the cultural exchange program until 2030 is also expected to be signed, spanning performing arts, museums, archaeology, and media. The Hindi chair at the University of Zagreb will also be extended, boosting India's linguistic and educational outreach. The visit comes amid growing support from Croatia for India's stand on terrorism and its bid for a permanent seat at the UN Security Council. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has firmly told US President Donald Trump that India never accepted third-party mediation to resolve issues with Pakistan and will never accept it. Mr. Modi held a telephonic conversation with President Trump and discussed the recent Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister's remarks came following U.S. President's repeated claims of taking credit for the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that during the 35-minute conversation, the Prime Minister clearly conveyed to Mr. Trump that talks were never held at any level on India-America trade deal or on mediation by the U.S. for cessation of the recent military action between India and Pakistan.
प्रधानमंत्री मोदी ने राष्ट्रपति ट्रंप को स्पष्ट रूप से कहा कि इस पूरे घटनाक्रम के दौरान कभी भी किसी भी स्तर पर भारत अमेरिका ट्रेड डील या अमेरिका द्वारा भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच मध्यस्थता जैसे विषयों पर बात नहीं हुई थी. सैन्य कार्रवाई रोकने की बात सीधे भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच दोनों सेनाओं की एग्जिस्टिंग चैनल्स के माध्यम से हुई थी और पाकिस्तान के ही आग्रह पर हुई थी.
The confrontation between Israel and Iran has entered its sixth day with continued missile exchanges and airstrikes, fueling fears of a wider regional conflict. Explosions rocked Tehran as Israel claimed attacks on centrifuge and weapons production sites in Iran. The attacks came after Iran launched more missiles towards Israel, including the hypersonic Fateh projectile, claiming the weapon broke through Israeli air defenses. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said it had attacked a centrifuge production site and multiple weapon manufacturing facilities in Tehran. Israeli military spokesman Effie Defrin has said the IDF hit 1,100 targets in Iran over the last 5 days. The International Atomic Energy Agency also confirmed that two centrifuge production facilities in Iran had been hit. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned that any U.S. strikes against Iran will have serious and irreparable consequences. In a televised address to the nation, Khamenei said Iran will stand firm against an imposed war. Responding to U.S. President Donald Trump's call for surrender, Khamenei said the Iranian nation will not surrender. Minister of State for Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said the government has taken concrete steps to fill the backlog government vacancies in the last 10 years. Addressing a press conference on the completion of 11 years of NDA government, the minister said measures have been taken to promote ease of living by leveraging technology.
जितने भी प्रशासनिक सुधार पिछले 11 वर्षों में हुए वो केवल गवर्नेंस तक सीमित नहीं रहे, उनका बहुत दूरगामी प्रभाव रहा सामाजिक आर्थिक भी. इसी तरह से उनके पीछे टेक्नोलॉजी का भरपूर इस्तेमाल करते हुए ईज ऑफ लिविंग, ईज ऑफ गवर्नेंस का प्रयास रहा. मोदी जी ने प्रधानमंत्री बनते ही मैक्सिमम गवर्नर मिनिमम गवर्नमेंट का हमें मंत्र दिया और ये भी लोगों को आश्वस्त किया कि समाज के वो वर्ग जिनको लगता है कि शायद उनके साथ पूरा न्याय नहीं हुआ या जो वंचित रह गए उनकी चिंता की जाएगी.
And with that, we end this news bulletin.